Yeah, you should be happy that your child doesn't really have free will just yet. I can't just walk into your anything like just because she feels like walking.
Hey, like walking there. Like dude that was doing the CNN thing.
Or like my 4-year-old.
Did you see the video though when the kid comes in and he's doing the news and then the baby rolls in a walker and then the wife comes in?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what my life is.
Yeah.
And because I don't know because I'm not sure if everybody's, you know, like feelings toward like disciplining your child, I can't be on here threatening my child with a whooping every time she's on my Optimus Zoom call. And everybody's like, "Ah, she's so cute. And she's so precious." And I'm like, "I'm about to beat your tail if you don't get it."
When you start gritting through your teeth. Why? Who created that? Like, what makes it that when your mouth gets smaller?
They were black. You're about to Whoever it was, they were black.
Yeah.
That we should add that into the pantheon of black achievements in the country. Here she come right now. What you want? What you need? Did you hear what she said?
Say that one more time, I'm going to pop.
No, she said, if you say that one more time, we're going to fight.
Oh. And apparently she thinks she's going to win.
That's the only time you offer up the fade is when you think.
That's the only time. Hey, my nigga, say that one more time. All right, it's me and you. That's supposed to shut you down.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't want those kinds of problems.
You don't want these hands? Say it one more time.
You say you want? You saying you want these problems, nigga? No, you don't.
You don't want no smoke.
Okay, leave me alone. Bye. Go back to mommy and daddy's room.
This is, for everyone listening or watching, this is the quarantine podcast because this is our lives, okay? You ain't no babysitter, ain't no daycare, ain't no let's go to school. You were celebrating, I think, one of our last episodes, the fact that your daughter could go to like school or daycare soon or was starting.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that ended.
I mean, last year, last year she went to school. She went to school for the whole year last year. And it was beautiful. I feel like, you know, I feel like somebody lied to me. Like, I feel like, you know how you feel when you have the free trial? Remember as a kid and you didn't really have cable? And they used to give you the free HBO for a month?
Absolutely. You thought you were rich.
I felt rich.
I mean, in houses in
Lane. I was watching everything. I was watching all the stuff I wasn't supposed to be watching late at night when my mom went to sleep. All the little softcore joints. And yep, then when
tip
they
drill,
then,
no.
then they
I was a little older for tip drill.
Hey, tip drill.
We got WAP now. We're gonna talk about WAP. If we're gonna do an episode on WAP, it's
we gotta
point
do episode soon. All on WAP. We have to do one of
those. Because the Saints have showed they behind since that video came out.
Let me tell you. I forgot that it was on and I watched it. I was in the gym this morning. I'm like, oh no, the WAP video has to be out.
You watched it while you was in the gym.
I didn't watch the whole thing while I was in the gym. I was just like, oh, I wonder if the WAP video is out. And I went and searched for it and it was out. And I was like, okay.
What's right, funny is that they have another version that Cardi B said that YouTube wouldn't allow them to post.
Oh, really?
But anyway, these are
all right.
These are the quarantine days of our lives. This is the new soap opera. We have kids walking in on the podcast. We tried it with my 6-month-old. He decided he was going to hit the mic every 5 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. He thought he was going to preach. He thought this was his podcast. He took over. He acted like one of them niggas at the funeral. Get up and just start. Just do 30 whole minutes just off rip. Like, no.
Did you watch George... Oh my God.
John Lewis's?
Huh?
John Lewis's funeral?
No, not John Lewis. George. Oh my gosh. The whole country is in an uproar.
George Floyd.
George Floyd's funeral.
No. And I did not watch it.
Yo, the pastor was like, hey, 2 minutes. I'm going to cut my time short. Okay?
Right.
I need y'all to do 2 minutes. 2 minutes, okay? Because we got the family. They got to get to the place at a certain time. 2 minutes. Next person came up. Hi, as congressman of the so-and-so ward, I just want to say that God did this. And, you know, we have to. But I said, are you doing a commercial for yourself first?
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what he did.
And to the families. And then to the families that weren't even there. And to the family of Trayvon Martin. We just, I'm like, you're going to name everybody? Get off the stage.
That was 10 years ago, you doof. Yeah, no, you have to treat every major black event like a graduation. Like, you have to, you got to say, now we going to wait for everybody to get across the stage before we start applauding and calling out Pookie's nicknames and all the things. Like, we not doing this today because that'll take all night.
And we still somebody.
And we still do it. Yeah. We still do it. And then you know what you mean? She's the first person to graduate high school in years.
We didn't think they was gonna make it. And even if they weren't, we ain't know for a little bit if they were gonna make it.
For sure. My parents were like, "Oh, we're cheering because you almost didn't get here. You're almost not here. You
they said
I
wouldn't make it." And that's what they said I wouldn't be here today. That's what the psalmist said.
Ah,
oh my god y'all. So this is Odds and Ends.
This is Odds and Ends.
We back.
I am so glad to be here. I'm so glad to be here.
I am too.
I'm glad
to be in the land of the living.
In the land. Come on
I'm
here.
I'm going to try to throw in as much church colloquialism as possible.
I like the word.
On this episode.
Colloquialism.
And did I use the right word?
Colloques. Okay, so the internet is going crazy currently. For multiple reasons, as I was scouring the Twitters for some subject matter today, the first thing that popped up in my trending topics was Jordan Woods. Now, I am familiar with Jordan Woods.
Yeah, I know her from Madison.
I know her from sitting on Tristan Thompson's lap and having to talk to Jada Pinkett about it while Jada Pinkett was sleeping with August Alsina. Jada Pinkett made Jordan Woods talk to her for 3 hours about sitting on a married man's lap while she was smashing a 23-year-old.
Put it like a 23-year-old. Dang.
That is some GOAT level manipulation right there, bro.
Yo,
that's legendary stuff. That's legendary.
Yo,
it's legendary.
See, I want to talk about that too, because that August.
I'm smashing a coked up 23-year-old.
Wow, with all kinds of health issues. That is
with
my mentee.
With all kinds of health issues, and yet I'm gonna have you come and hold yourself accountable for maybe sitting on somebody's lap. That and it wasn't even really proven, but just for being at a party with your friend's husband. And maybe sitting on his lap.
Because when you sleep with a person, it's not a transgression.
No.
Apparently.
Because, it's just the sex.
It's just an entanglement. See, the problem was she didn't get entangled. See, when you live lukewarm, okay, you just sitting on the lap. No. Your clothes were on. That's the problem. You were supposed to take them off, Jordan. Huh?
Yeah.
You're closer to where you should have been by getting this massage and posting it. But you should have been naked, and then it would have just been entanglement.
You should have been naked, and because then if you have sex with someone, you can say, "Oh, I was so overcome with the feeling."
Wow, that's the word. You know what I mean?
That oh man, all my clothes fell off, and man, that's crazy. But sitting on somebody's lap is like a second by second decision. You don't got to get no water. You don't got to go to the bathroom. You're not hungry. You don't like this song.
You don't like. Anyway, Jordan Woods is trending right now because apparently she got
Jordan
a full body
Woods,
massage, right?
And because she has a full body.
There's a video, I guess, that you said the masseuse put out of him rubbing on her
booty. Yeah, which is weird.
A boogie boogie booty.
A boogie boogie booty. That was Lil' Kim. Oh, man, I love that with Lil' Kim in it. That was the greatest video of all time.
We well, can't talk maybe. About that. I don't know why.
R. Kelly was the worst. you know what? Just for, yeah, well, let me talk. I mean, that feeling on your booty video was pretty epic.
Yeah, first of all, this well, you know, we try not to give Kels as much, but, you know.
I know, we can't give him, we really can't give him the love that a person with that much talent should have because he has that much.
You know, that's how much talent you have, that you still get a little bit of prop,
we're conflicted. Yeah, like, yeah, and that's crazy to have that much talent to where people are conflicted about.
Yeah, giving you props. It's like, are his songs not good?
Songs are amazing. Or is he even, but we can't.
Can we say his songs are amazing and still not play them all the time and still don't like?
I mean, like, I don't really play R. Kelly. I never really played R. Kelly really anyway. Like, I wouldn't, but I, as a songwriter and as a music maker, you know, you go, dang, that's, them songs are amazing. And so as a music lover, music maker, right? Like, student of music, it's tough to be like, oh, you know, I can never, or I can't appreciate that music. This is great music, but he's an awful human being.
He's an awful human being, and I was, on the other hand, an R. Kelly fan.
You were an R. Kelly fan.
Oh my God!
Well, you were his target audience.
I was when I was younger. So but Jordan, anyway, Woods, Jordan Woods.
So Jordan Woods is built like a marshmallow if you were to squeeze the middle of it.
Wow. Amen. I'm just going to say.
If you squeeze the middle of a marshmallow, she's built like a snowman. I mean, you know what I mean? She has all the. She's
the snowman they build. They want to build that snowman.
And so she's getting a full body massage. The wellness parlor or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what those things are called. Put up on their IG stories of them basically, you know, giving her the massage. It didn't really like a massage. It looked like they were just like moving things around. She was doing it so fast. And then like once they got to her butt, like they just like kept moving her butt around.
But it's a woman doing it.
It is a woman doing it.
And she does look professional.
She does. I feel like she's going too fast.
I would agree. I mean, like, I've gotten massages before. The way that thing, Ruku. Ruku.
Ruku.
Ruku. The women, let's face it, folks. Some of y'all mad about this trending because you don't have a Ruku.
You don't got the Ruku. None of y'all got the Ruku.
Y'all don't have that rollback. Y'all ain't got that Walmart rollback. You ain't got the Walmart.
Y'all got that Walmart rollback.
You
got the
rollback prices. Nah, and when the masseuse goes up on your leg and you come back in,
Ruku. You ain't got the bounce back. You don't got y'all the bounce back.
When y'all do it, it just sound like Roku. That's what we usually. She do it as
Roku. Ruku. Ripples and Ruku and rolling. Y'all don't got the hills. Y'all don't got the hills. Y'all got the hills.
All I'm saying is, hey, if you got your money, you want to do it. You got one life, you got one body. You know, the Saints can say whatever they want to, and you can Ruku right by them. And
is it? I mean, okay. Then this will probably get us to the second trending topic on the Twitters. But isn't it a little? I mean, like I don't have a problem with plastic surgery. I think. Yeah, if you got the funds, you know what I mean? And you wanna tighten up over here.
Because
you know
I will. Mean? Listen, let me tell you something right now, okay? I don't care what you're about to say afterwards. I don't care if you say it's demonic, okay? I don't care what the people say. I have had one child, huh? And I have seen, okay? I just want to be high and lifted up. After I'm done having these children, high and lifted up in all the earth is who you are. Oh, my God. I just want to be like the God that I serve. He's high and he's
said,
lifted
up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You know that
I'm just will saying, lift. Some of y'all single ladies out there might need to take, you know, if you want to draw all men or the right man to you.
High and lifted up upon a tree. Okay, just lift it up upon a tree.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to be low and meek and humble my whole life. So, you know, whatever makes you, you got to live with your body. Okay?
So the second, you do have to live with your body. And you say you don't have one body. You know, technically, if you get plastic surgery, you have two bodies. Really,
boom,
three
give
bodies.
Yourself you options in.
You have the pre, you have the post, and then you have the after effects.
Mercy. Now that's the after effects.
Then you have the after effects where you walk around looking like a moving water bed for the rest of your day.
When it turns into rock. When it just goes plap, plap. You don't want plap.
That's you don't want plap. You don't want that.
You don't want that. So you have to keep it up. I heard that I think Cardi B has talked about her. I think she went out of the country to get hers at one point. She was younger, not famous. And it really messed her up. But some of those you have to keep going back. That's why it seems like people's booties getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It's because if you don't, you know, depending on what year or, you know, what methods they were using, that thing will sag on you.
Right. Yeah, I remember walking through.
Yep.
Sure. Sorry. Go ahead, Rose. You have to go. Please. Thank you. She'll be using this whole I'm cute thing.
Because she threatened anymore, you a few minutes ago. Say one more thing. Huh? Hey, she clapped. She basically clapped. She basically came in there and said, hey, say one more thing on your little microphone. Huh? And we about to fight. Y'all think I'm playing. This girl actually said, say it one more time.
Say it one more time. And we're going to fight. And that means she thinks she can beat you.
She thinks she can mollywop you when you say that. hey, my dude, hey. Sorry to interrupt your podcast. Hey, say it one more time, and we're going to fight. That's it.
My guy.
That's it. That's all.
You doing too much. My guy. Goof ass.
Goof ass.
That's Chicago. Yeah, man. I guess so. I mean, so the other that leads us to our next one. Speaking of playing God.
That was a horrible segue.
That's fine.
That's right.
Not a segue. I'm a songwriter, not a segue writer. all right, segues. Songs don't need segues. You ever thought about that? Songs don't need segues.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Especially if you ask James Fortune, because his intros have nothing to do with the rest of the song.
They have nothing to do. Lord, you. James, why?
Hey, and the people listen to it. But yes, yeah,
I'm not gonna hate though. That last James Fortune record is blazing fire. It's a blazing fire. The newest.
I always try to think about which one is the one that beats his wife and his kids.
It's James Fortune.
Oh, okay. So we'll move on. Speaking of playing God.
I miss this show so much. I just really love.
If we're gonna forgive James because he forgives me. Who beats somebody, right? Gets locked up, then puts out a signal. First thing, I forgive me.
No, nigga.
I forgive
you. Need to ask for forgiveness.
I just want to live with that type of freedom. Hey, whatever y'all feeling. I forgive me.
I forgive myself. I forgive me. I forgive me. I don't need y'all to forgive me. I said, James, I'm sorry. And the mirror said back, James, I love you. Don't worry about it. I repented to me.
Oh, huh? God. Was that the album where his face was split for real?
That's the album. Yeah, I think that's called, I think that record is called Dear Future Me. But I'm pretty sure, I think the record
I
was
me, so
I Forgive
cool.
Me.
Y'all are good because
Dear
I
Future
Forgive Me.
What about the present? What about the present you that has hands? How about, you ever think about Dear Present Me?
Hey, Present Me. Like, let's deal with it. Hey, all I'm saying is if we could sing James Fortune in the church, then, you know.
Why can't I sing Party People at My House? No, we can't do that.
You know what?
I can still sing James Fortune.
If I can still sing
every Sunday.
In church, no less.
In the church house.
It's the no less. In church, no less.
No less. In the church, no. In God's house, no less.
Then surely,
we can't do that. We have to stop supporting abusive and monstrous.
At least say sorry, but I guess you don't have to. You forgave yourself.
You forgave you. So who else do you have to apologize
to? Hey, Kel's done gave us some good apology type records. And
we still hate him a lot.
You know, I'm not saying support either. So I'm just saying, hey, people of God, let's be consistent. That's all I'm saying. Or at least recognize, hey, I know this ain't consistent, and I'm okay with that. Huh? How about that? hey, I'm about to sing this song, and we about to play this long intro that has nothing to do with the rest of the song, and we about to do it, and it's okay. And then we're going to have a sermon about being consistent in the Lord and judging fruit by its.
One time I was at this Gospel Awards music show, and this is why I love Pastor Hannah. Because a certain pastor was about to come out, and he had just gotten into trouble, and there was like a whole book written about him and all these and all the crazy things. Oh, he's about to come out and do his whole. Were you singing with him at the thing?
I didn't sing at the thing, whatever it is. I don't sing with anyone. Okay, anyway. I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. And so, Pastor Hannah came out. He came out. He didn't even announce him. Pastor Hannah came out and he said, "Now, I need everyone in here to make a decision. Are you going to sit and watch this stage and judge somebody? Or are you going to give God the praise that he deserves?" And the pastor came out and did a good 15-minute version of this song. Like, there were tab like he like it was I laughed, okay?
Because you're ignorant.
The decision I made was to cackle.
To cackle
in the third row.
Oh my God!
I was laughing so hard. It was ridiculous. Let me tell you why. He did the song right, great song, right? Right.
Wow.
Did the whole wow. song, and where the song would normally end. His children come up and start doing a tap dance routine.
I'm not here.
And we're like, okay, cool. Then his wife comes out and starts doing a tap dance routine.
I'm not here.
And then they all start doing a tap dance routine together. And that was the next 4 minutes of a song about war. And you're doing a tap routine in fatigues.
You got to be consistent, you know.
And then they went back into the hook, and I'm just like, wow.
Hey, let me tell you something, though. People are consistent. Because that's what you'll see. Listen, I'm just saying, you know. Hey, why don't we just all acknowledge everybody got issues, and we just all make a list of really what it is. It's like when you get in a relationship. Hey, I know you might be crazy. These are the things I can't deal with.
Right.
All the other crazy is fine. So we might as well just say, hey, we got priorities in this.
We have priorities.
If you
and we
beat
don't care
your
that
spouse,
much about
how many
and
times?
And your stepchild.
That's really where the church stands. How many times did you?
How many times you did it? And have we asked you to stop doing this before?
Have we asked you, what did she say? Or what did he say before you slammed the stool on their head?
How long was he misbehaving before you put him in the boiling hot water? Was he misbehaving for like 30 minutes? Because then that gives you time to heat the water up.
How hot were the grits before you threw them on your husband's face? Huh? Did you warn him or was he sleeping?
How sharp was the butter knife? Did you sharpen the butter knife? Or did you just stab him in the leg with it 3 times?
How was the appropriate time to ask him to sit down for a stab? Because the stab was only in the only part. It was only in the thigh. So it's 2 months.
I mean, the only bad part is that he bled.
But Jesus bled for our sins. So I'm just trying
Jesus
to figure
bled,
out.
Jesus bled too. So
yeah, this is.
We have more.
This is when the church plays God. How about that?
That come on, segue. I like that. I like that in you. I like that in you. So hashtag if I could be God for a day. If I could be God for a day. And that was I saw that and I stopped and I was like, oh shoot. Like and they capitalized God, which is they Twitter normally doesn't do. And so it was an interesting topic. I don't really have an answer. Like I've been thinking really hard on it. Do you want to go read some of them?
Oh yeah, I'm pulling them up right now because. Okay.
If I could be God for a day. What would God?
Someone
do?
Said, if I could be God for a day, I would make myself a cockroach forever. You're God. You can be eternal. You don't have to make yourself a cockroach to last. Huh?
That, It's things like that that make me believe that people don't know what God is.
Oh, if every I man could on, be God for a day, every man on earth would experience childbirth.
I saw that. Now that is interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Do you think I know
that next day could be completely different. You know what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? The respect, the honor. Huh? Oh my God. Because I would be God for a day. Oh my me. Let me
myself.
Oh myself.
Oh myself. Wow. Is childbirth really that bad?
Is childbirth really that bad?
I mean, when you have an epidural.
You could have an epidural, but there are people whose nerves are never the same. Here's the thing. Never be the same. Never be the same. Because I'm doing church colloquialisms today. No, it's the carrying. It's not even, I mean, it's the childbirth, right? But it's the carrying as well. Like, I think the carrying for that long, your body shifting, your hips moving, your feet swelling for me.
That's the question is, what part of the childbirth would you want men to experience if you could be God?
I would want y'all to go through carrying. And really? It's all of it. But that the carrying, because it seems like it's never going to end. Everything changes. Like,
so would you have men, like, carry for half the day and then have labor for the rest of the half of the day?
Maybe they would just be in labor until 23 hours and 58 minutes.
That long you were in labor for?
No. Okay. I don't know how long I was in labor. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I couldn't feel my contractions. They'd be like, you just had a big one. Did I? Did I?
Oh, really now?
Huh.
That sounds great. I'm glad you saw that.
Did you feel it? I might have felt something.
No.
You know what? Because women, one, we have a really high pain tolerance. And two, meditation helps a lot as well. I think it's a really big thing. But my son wouldn't drop. I'm one of those women that if I were not born in this time, I would have died. Like, my pelvis just won't open. So I ended up having to have a C-section. He wouldn't drop at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the hardest because I wanted to have a natural birth.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah, and I've heard that for women who really desire natural birth, apart from, like, just the normal, like, emotional and hormonal things that happen in a woman's body from a natural birth, they also have to deal with, like, the guilt, I guess, of that they put on themselves or that society puts on them as well for not. Then don't be a person of faith of any kind, because there are many faiths that, like, dang near value natural births over any sort of medical, you know, like, emergency one, and make women feel as though, you know, like, you're less than a mother your baby naturally.
To get over it.
It took you to get over it.
Yeah, to not want to cry every time. And I thought I, like, made a horrible decision for my kid. I thought, you know, because you go through all these things of you got to do this in order for them to be healthy. And if you eat this and if you drink this and if you sleep this much, but you don't sleep this much. You know, that's the whole pregnancy, is that not just the weight of carrying a child. It's like, are you carrying him properly? Are you drinking enough water? Are you doing this? Your irons, oh, you have just this, you know, diabetes. Drink this drink. Yeah. Do this, walk, do that. It's like, oh, my God. So I ended up having a C-section. That recovery was unexpected. I would have bounced back quicker had I had a natural birth.
Right.
In some ways.
Yeah.
My mom,
C-section.
You know, when you get older and you start having conversations with your parents that you don't want to have, but they think y'all are cool enough. No, I still need you.
For sure,
they
think we're friends. Yeah, no. I still need you to keep things.
Keep things. She said, "Well, one good thing is, you know, because it didn't, you know, baby didn't come vaginally. You don't have to worry about, you know, tightening things up down there." Mom, hey, not having this conversation with you. Sorry, not doing that.
Mom,
appreciate you.
Mom, I would like to rephrase the word. I would like to emphasize the word mom.
Mom. Say that. Say what the other people say. Well, you had a C-section. At least his head is nice and round. It's perfect. You don't even have to shape his head. That's so country.
Thank God. How about thank God you're alive and let's just leave it at the pleasantries?
Let's do that.
How about that?
You know.
Yeah, I forgot what conversation my mom was having with us one day. And it was just like, no. We're not. No, mom. But thanks. I'm going to hang up the phone now. Have a good one. I'll see you next Tuesday, maybe.
Because we're not talking about this.
After I wash my ears
out. Yeah, I don't like those conversations. But anyway, if I could be God for a day.
If you could be God for a day, Sharona.
This is funny. I got a bad feeling I would turn everything into wine. Sounds like my type of person. I don't even drink wine like that, but I appreciate the thought process.
If I could be God for a day. If you could be God for a day, I want to hear yours, though.
Mine. If I could be God for a day. First of all, for those of you just listening, the way D just went off on his daughter silently to get out the room, you have to go really on our Facebook page and watch that moment.
Getting really good at that.
It's the silent eyes bulge, girl. The mouth tightens, and you look over the mic, get your narrow behind. If I could be God for a
day. Somebody has to come and take my child out of my house. You ever think you would call DCFS on yourself? Because I did. I just called them one day and I said, "Hey, can y'all come get her?" Like, can you? No, I'm asking you, sir. What's the problem? I'm the problem. I'm the problem. I need you to come get her. Take her wherever you got.
Wherever you have to take her, do that.
Sir, we don't do that. We can't do that. Somebody has to call on you. No, I'm calling on you.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. That's how you get them to come. Oh, that's it.
If James Fortune can forgive himself, I can call DCFS on myself. I can call Child Protective Services on me. What about Parent Protective Services? Nobody ever thought about that, did they?
Well, protect you can me. Do that, and then you can sing I Forgive Me.
Because neither one of us are ready for this. That's the thing about parenthood. Neither the child nor the parent are ready for this experience.
So, okay, if you could be God for a day as a parent, what is one thing that you would implement?
I would immediately make sure that all children had their own home. Like, I would turn back the hands of society
and create Neverland,
and just create a society where it's like when you have a child, you build that child a house that you can just put them in, and everything is automated until they become of age to leave, and you don't have to interact with them when you don't want to. When I go over there, yo, I love you. Hey, kid, what's up? How you doing? You feel good? Oh, that's great. I'm going home. You go back home.
And they say, okay.
And it's just socially normal.
I appreciate you for giving birth.
For a child to go home.
Helping me to come. You're welcome. Yeah. Bye.
You're welcome. Just fend for yourself.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Because neither one of us are ready for this.
You know.
I've never been a parent before, and you've never been a child before. You've never been a human being before.
Go figure it out.
And I don't think it's fair that I should teach you how to be a human.
I don't think it's fair.
I don't think it's fair. It's not fair. What are you teaching me? Nothing. I gain nothing from this.
Maybe when they get older, you can learn things from them as well. Okay, silence. All right. Well, that was awesome.
I haven't taught my parents a thing.
I haven't taught my parents a thing. I think I've gotten to the point with my mother where I'm like, hey, Mom, that's not a good idea. You know what's a good idea? Doing the opposite of that. And here's my list why. And then she goes, thank you. See, that's why I called you, because I was about to do something else. And I say, yeah, Mom, don't do that.
Oh, my mom, I had to tell my mom, because early in the, or like midway through the pandemic, she was like, people just be coming to my house and knocking on the door and asking for crazy stuff. They be asking for all these things. And I'm like, Mom, stop answering the door.
Just that like, makes sense.
And I'm like, Mom, if it's not me or one of my sisters or somebody that told you they're coming, just don't answer.
It's
just
too easy. Answering so you're tired of that. You know what? We teach our parents how to be free, because their generation don't realize you don't have to do that. Some of them don't get it. Now, some of the people's parents are very free. They've been waiting for us to get out the house so they can continue the freedom they had before they conceived us.
Nasty.
There are those where it's like, hey, you can say no. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just not do that.
You don't have to go there anymore. I don't.
You don't have to put your card. I forgot. What was it? It was something. Oh, she's like, somebody used my Amazon. I'm like, change your password. Oh, mom, it's a password. Just change your password. And
that's it's all. The O's. Wait, you can't,
the O and the
you
silence.
Can't treat your parents. So you just got to get quiet. Like, yep.
I can't make
but
fun
if
of you.
It was
your
friend.
I'd be like, you big dumber.
Oh, dumber.
Oh, watermelon hitter.
Oh, rocket.
I can't do that because you're my mom. Just change your password and stop answering the door.
That's it.
That's all I ask. It's just because I had to call my grandma and my mom at the beginning. I said, y'all don't go anywhere. Just stay there. And we will come drop stuff off. Like, but you stay in the house.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
My mom's like, I think we could go to the, you can't go anywhere. You cannot go anywhere. You stay in the house.
It's a pandemic.
And we'll just come. It's a pandemic. And you're the most susceptible human in the world.
You know what? Because the pandemic reminded me of the fact that church has shifted. Okay. Which reminded me, if I could be God for a day.
Okay.
Okay. Because I love the fact that we have virtual churches and some churches have had to shut down because you needed to shut down anyway. So if I could be God for a day, I would just shut down all of these unnecessary churches. And I would say, hey, for the next X amount of hours, somebody cut the camera on. I'm about to tell y'all the dumb stuff y'all be doing that y'all say I called y'all to do. Huh? Is it on? Is the mic loud enough?
Is it on?
Am I streaming on all platforms? All right.
God having to ask if the mic is on is hilarious. God having to ask if the microphone is on.
Hey, is the mic on?
Is the mic on?
But that's all for a fact. Hey, is the mic on? Okay. Because I need y'all to hear this. Okay. All right. And then I would just go through every tradition that was dumb.
That was dumb.
And I'd leave a picture of my Middle Eastern behind for the world to remember what I look like. Hey, take them blue eyes off of me, too.
Take them blue eyes off. That's not me. That's somebody's boyfriend you got up there. Some guy's boyfriend. That's the crazy part about churches is that they don't like some churches be so adamant about no gay. I'm like, you have Leo da Vinci's boyfriend on your wall. So like, that's who that is. That's not Jesus. That's some dude's boy toy that you have a
that's
big
who that, is.
That you have on the
that's
LED
somebody's
screen.
Bottom.
That's somebody's twink up there.
So that's maybe it is appropriate for your church. Never mind. Because depending on what kind of... Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Yeah,
here's
if I was...
one that I think goes into another conversation that we had. Oh, crap. It was amazing. I have to read this one. Because The people are hilarious, and I love them for it. If I could be God for a day, I would send Trump straight to hell where he could continue his duties.
That is really funny. Right there.
Boom.
That's great.
Or you could put Trump on a Mount Rushmore. That's what the other people are considering.
I don't want to stay here for super long because I feel like we've already had a full episode or close to a full episode. But the White House, there's the headline said that the White House asked about the process of putting President Trump on Mount Rushmore.
Maybe that's what Trump feels like. He's God every day.
I laughed at the process part because.
Are they asking how you carve a mountain? Is that, like, this is, because then you have to ask, what process exactly?
I feel like they think it's the same as, like, getting a driver's license. Like, how you,
what
who
paperwork?
I gotta call, who I gotta call about, who do I call about getting a tiger? You ever think about a zoo animal in the garage?
From the
who
garage?
Do I call about that?
Who is the tiger person? Who's the tiger? Who is the Mount Rushmore king? Who do I call?
Who's the mountain person? Huh? Do we have a mountain person?
We got to have a mountain person. Hey,
so the process
go
is
find
what?
A mountain person. And then you go find somebody.
Do you
somebody.
Need me to draw it first?
You go find somebody in China who you say you hate because they're way more talented. And they have to come carve you into the mountain. And you have to eat your words.
Do I go and do like a tracing where I want it first?
Is
and
that
then
it?
You guys
do you
just
have
figure
a,
it out
Do you have
later?
A number system? Because here's the thing. He doesn't just want to be carved in. Our president, yeah, he wants to be colored. So can you... Is there a process? Can we paint by numbers?
I don't think we got orange rocks on the mountain.
Do we?
I think those are all white rocks.
If you had to be memorialized, I think this is a good way, you know, as we've talked about everything. I love just talking about trending topics. I mean, this is great.
Me too. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
I think it should be our new podcast.
It should be our new, welcome to our new format. And then our trending song. If you could be memorialized anyway, what way would you want to be memorialized?
If I could be memorialized in any way, I would have somebody take a picture of me and then hide it in random places in all of my friends' houses.
So you want them to burst out in tears at random moments.
So like when they open it. It's like when and like it blow it up and take it like a cardboard cutout. And just for the first, like, I think it would be, I would laugh in eternity if there was a cardboard cutout of me hidden in random places in all my friends' house.
What if they moved around? Or, like you had someone that would move it. You thought you got it and then it's in your living room the next time.
Yeah, I think, let me amend this idea. I would do one cardboard cutout of me. And I would have all my friends hide it in another friend's house until they found it. And then they would have to go hide it in somebody. Like,
that's
it would be like
amazing.
Friendship bread. And they would just hide it in random places. And so then when you like open, when you open your cupboard, it's me like, like in the,
it is hilarious.
So that's how I would want to be more just among my friends, just as another piece of portion of laughter among my friends. That's how I
want to
be.
That's sweet. I want y'all to, I want a city. How about that?
Do you want Sharonaville?
Yeah. Or I live in Sharona, which sounds very inappropriate. But I want to be rich in houses and land. All y'all houses belong to me, my niggas. Huh?
And you just like, you reverse all the historical racism. Like you can't be white and shop in the grocery store after 6 on Sundays.
Oh, there are white people there.
I'm sorry. I did intrude on your memorialization.
In the village of Sharona is for us. Okay, it's Wakanda.
It has to be a range though of skin color, so they can't be lighter than.
That's funny. What? Well, I don't know because the lightest ones are the ones who went through the most. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know what? We talk about the light skins, but they got ran through because that's the only way.
You know what? Honestly, can we just admit that Mariah Carey is white?
Yeah.
She kept talking about how tough it was to be biracial. You're a white girl.
You went, hey, we'll take Nick. You can go over there.
Fam, we will gladly take Nick Cannon. And you stay over there with
If y'all got to be separated, all of that, go on over there. Appreciate you.
Love you. Love you. God bless you. God bless you and your ministry. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Okay.
Listen, I love this episode.
It's going up. It's going up tomorrow, friends.
Hey,
Sunday at noon.
This is free. This is the free version of y'all. If you thought we were free in season one, huh?
You just watch.
Oh my God.
We don't know how many episodes we're doing either. We're just gonna keep going until. Until
the Lord says the same. What?
Until
what? Until we didn't say anything.
Are we doing Sharon? Are we doing confessions, or are we just doing tracks of the week? I don't really have anything to confess. I've just been in the house. I couldn't have done anything bad.
I couldn't have done anything bad besides the fact that I did hire a contractor to start building another home in our backyard. Just for our daughter. That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We all agree on that, right?
Confessions. Huh? What are my confessions? Huh? We've been in the crib.
I do have a confession before Tracks of the Week.
Okay, go ahead.
My confession. Listen, I'm on week 8 of insanity. Okay, this is the last week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
but here, you put in half the work. Huh? You can work out all day long. Okay, what my eating has been trash. I've been doing one of the hardest workouts to remain the same. Isn't that just like the church? Just working hard to maintain the same level. I wish we would confess and be blessed.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. Oh my God, that's really funny.
I'm just gonna have to fast. You know, that's the Christian way of losing weight.
Here's my confession. I actually do have a confession. Right. At the top of quarantine, here's my confession. At the top of quarantine, I bought, what are the really big sizes of alcohol? Like, not the fifth, but like the other one, but then the other one.
When you say other, it's already big enough.
Whatever. Yeah. So you got like the Smith, you got like the fifth, and you got the one that's bigger than the fifth, and you got the one that's bigger than that. I bought one of those of vodka and one of those of whiskey.
Of course you got the whiskey.
And I drank both of them in under 14 years.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
Both of them. I was day drinking. Because initially, like for the first week or two, there was nothing. Like we were just in here.
Yeah.
There wasn't any work. Nobody knew what was happening in the world. Yeah. Like we were just in this thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I have a lot. Like I'm depressed anyway.
And this is my go-to. So if the Saints don't, if y'all don't start praying,
I got other depression issues that I had before quarantine. Now I got new depression issues that I'm not going to take the time to dig and do all that
I'm
work.
Black, we don't deal with our issues. We shove them down.
We just drink them all away. I'm drinking. Hello, Woodford, my old friend.
This is horrible.
It's so bad.
Horrible people. So have you worked on that?
It's really bad. I actually have. I had to first like
admit that you had a problem.
I think once I got to the end of the thing, I turned it because Jen didn't drink any of it, and she bought like a thing of rum that's literally still mostly full.
Wow.
And so I turned to Jen and I said, Jen, I think I drank both of those things in a week. She said, yep. Yeah, you did. I was like, that's not good. Nope, it's not.
And she's just a good wife sitting in praying and making plans that if you go too far, this is what I'm taking out this house.
So I had to start. I mean, I haven't been super duper consistent in it, but the times that I have done it, like just getting back to my meditation, getting back to my morning sort of solitude, like back to those rhythms of like confessing in the morning, like, Lord, this is really hard. Lord, I'm depressed. Lord. I'm afraid, like all that, you know what I mean? Like as the, you know, when we don't have a summer, it really affects our house.
Yeah.
Let alone also be going on, like, let alone the touring and all sort of the other stuff that would have just come up. You know, it really affected, like God's been really, really faithful to us. I mean, honestly, like we really should have like been in trouble, but we're not even close to trouble because God's been
that's a blessing
really good
started with alcohol ended with Jesus. I believe in that.
Anyway,
so what's your song of the week, D?
My song of the week comes from my band Common Hymnal gang off of from our upcoming Praise and Protest album. This is Tu Amor featuring JC and Gabby Velez.
Let go.
Tu amor, pasando las fronteras, su amor, que rompe las barreras, que alcance las estrellas, y nada se compara a tu amor, no importa la tormenta que enfrentamos, con su poder juntos vencimos. Miramos a los cielos esperando. We know that this is now the only go. Sing oh.
Oh, 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 oh.
How great the love that leads us. Tu amor es nueva vida.
Oh, 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 oh.
How great the love that leads us. tu amor, pasando en las fronteras, tu amor, que rompe las barreras, que alcanza las estrellas, y nada se compara, tu amor, tu amor.
Levántense, come on, levántense, hermanos y hermanas. Oh, it is I, somos familia, miramos a los cielos esperando. We know that this is love that won't let go.
Oh, 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 how great the love that leads us, tu amor eleva vida.
Like that,
it's great, isn't that great?
I really, really like it. It got a little vibe to it. It makes you feel like you Puerto Rican with them.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I was we recorded that. That's from we did a conference in Indy last December, and that was the first time we played it. Maybe in public ever, and it's probably like 1,000 people there, and they went for it.
Clearly, because I went for it.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah.
I went forth. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm doing church and stuff. You got to go forth. You don't go forward. Amen.
Sharonda, what's your track?
My track of the week, because it never gets old to me, and I've been listening to it, is BJ the Chicago Kid, Turning Me Up.
Turn me up a little bit more.
Baby, keep on turning me up. Yeah, turning me up. Baby, keep
I like it. BJ Chicago is so freaking dope. He's
he
dope.
Really is. And for those of you church folks who think that the version of Deliver Me with Leandria is the original, it's not.
It's not.
He has a version with Brandy, and you get to hear the real story.
Come on here. Did you hear Brandy's
new album? What? No, because I have to create a ritual and meditate. No. It sounds like I'm worshiping it. And that's why I said it like that. No, but I actually do want to create a moment. To just be like, I need to soak.
Yeah, no, it's not a thing that you can just like, you gotta sit down somewhere and listen to it.
I should have listened to it when I was on a flight earlier this week, but whatever. But yeah, so okay, so tips for quarantine. While before we leave, do you want to start since you already talked about how you have been dealing with depression and everything like that? What's one tip this week?
I mean, it sounds really, really simple. Hey, actually, no, I'll go back. I'll change my tip. I'm changing my tip. Pause. You can't do that anyway. I don't know if you can get that plastic surgery, but if there is a change your tip plastic surgery.
You want to add a hook.
Changing my tip. Hey, doctor, I need to change my tip.
It's just something that's doing down there that I don't really like. So I didn't know if you had.
That is not.
Like, are there other options or tips? You know what I'm talking about? when you say something weird, but you ain't saying, no, I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about. Sir, that is not the medical name for that procedure.
You know what I'm talking about? They told
you
me.
So you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't do that?
So
you can't do that? I figure you
can. You know what I'm talking about?
You can't. Okay. Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go home.
That's cool. I thought y'all changed tips. I thought you was a doctor, my nigga. You went to school for so long. You don't know how to change your tip, nigga. I ain't even asked for the whole thing. Asked for the
tip. You know what it look like. You know what it look like, don't you? Don't you know what it look like? You got one, don't you?
I'm about to show you. Right, see, this is the thing I don't really like about it. You see what I'm talking about? That part.
You see what I'm talking about?
Did yours that do part. That? Because I don't think so. Because I was watching this video. Most of the videos, none of their tips look like. Hey, no homo or nothing. I'm just on some real stuff, my G. All right, like
this is medicinal. So no homo. It's medicinal. My guy, my G.
That's hilarious. How we went from this was supposed to be the righteous moment of the show.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Darn it.
Dag nabbit. no, my tip, my quarantine tip is cook more. I have found so much enjoyment in and found so many good recipes that work for my family that are health. I mean, that are healthier, that help us to save money. Like we have cooked so much more. I used to hate salmon. I love salmon now. I'll tear salmon up.
I can make salmon any kind of way. I make this garlic cream Tuscan salmon now.
Come on.
Make the Alfredo from scratch. Don't worry about it.
Come on. Don't worry about what I got.
Only black just folks know what I that mean. Don't worry about it. I got so many different. Don't worry about it. That could mean we about to fight.
Yeah.
It could mean you could come in like, ooh, you looking bad. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't worry about it. It could be like, hey, babe, I thought you said you was going to, don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's a whole argument coming later.
Yeah, that means we're getting a divorce. You know what? I thought I asked you to put the children. Don't even worry about it. That means she's leaving you. That means she's calling DeJuan tonight. She's going to stay at DeJuan's house tonight. Okay? If your wife tells you don't worry about it, she's staying at DeJuan's.
Ooh, okay? When she come in and she look good, that's how you get the other don't worry about it. Bae, I see you been working out, though. See you. I see you. Ooh, don't worry about it. Okay. That means, all right, don't even worry about it. I got you. But anyway.
Cook more. Cook
that's
more.
That's a
cook
great,
more.
Great, great, great tip.
Yeah. Cook more.
That should not change. That's a tip that should stay there. We don't need the doctor to change that tip.
Now that the world is getting back to normal, I find myself making plans to cook. Now that our schedule's getting a little busier again, you know?
We've become
now
better cooks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think one of the tips I would give is to go walking. Just take the time. There's so much that fresh air does for you, especially early in the morning. Air is actually different than later on in the day. The earth actually replenishes itself. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But get out early in the morning, make time. And I say that because the idea is to make time for yourself. Whatever that means in this climate, whether it's cooking, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's working out, like, don't forget that you need some type of time for yourself during these lasting quarantine days. So,
make time.
That's it for me. My name is now Sharona Sledge. Okay.
Hey,
S-H-A-I-O-N-A,
somebody calls you mama. Mama.
Let me tell you what I hate about my name is that neither one of my names are easy for people to get. You know, when you order food, I would never say Sharona, I'd just say Drake. They got that. Now got Sledge, Sledge
as
like Sledgehammer. So, Sledgehammer? Hey, Chris.
So it's Ledges? Your name is Ledges?
I use my husband's first name ever. Chris.
Under Chris.
I don't even have a name anymore. But yeah, so I'm Sharona Sledge. You can follow me everywhere. S-H-A-I-O-N-A Sledge. Like Sledgehammer. and I'm just excited to be in the house of the Lord in the land of the living. and you can follow Odds and Ends on Odds and Ends Podcast on IG and Facebook and all those.
On IG.
Places on the internet.
That's where this video is. On the interwebs, my name is D. Wilson Live. Delete your Facebook, my nigga.
Oh, my God. Delete your TikTok, my nigga, apparently.
Yeah, no, Trump's going to delete that for us. Yeah, D. Wilson Live, D-E-E, Wilson, L-I-V-E, on the Instagram machine, on the Twitter machine. and I have some music coming out soon, so... pay attention to what
you've been a little bit of everywhere. You're on a Monday Casual, you're on the
I'm on
the Patreons and the so forth and so on. What?
It's been an interesting year. It's been an interesting year.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. Wait, let me do the thing. Let me see if this is gonna work like I want it to work. This is gonna work. Bow. Hey.
Bye, niggas.